What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our LSU Alabama preview prediction video. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know what your score predictions for the game are as we're doing our score prediction contest. You know, our challenge, the winner whoever gets the closest score right gets a shout out on the next video. Make sure you guys also look at the description. Check out that for links to our shop, our podcast, our website, our patron page, and our college football roundup channel. Make sure you guys go check out the shop. Just dropped some new merch over there, so go check all that stuff out. Now, but let's go ahead and get started with today's video. So LSU comes in. They are the road team, number 13 in the country versus number 8 Alabama. This will be this Saturday, November the 4th, on CBS at 7:45 tonight, that Saturday night. So it's a primetime game, primetime matchup. Get the nightcap on CBS. LSU comes in at 6-2 overall, 4-1 in the conference. They got loss against Florida State week 1, 45-24, then beat Grambling 72-10. Beat Mississippi State on the road 41-14, beat Arkansas 34-31, lost to Ole Miss on the road 55-49, beat Missouri on the road 49-39, beat Auburn 48-18, and beat Army this past week or 2 weeks ago 62-0. So LSU, the bye week. Next up, you look at Alabama. They come in 7-1 overall, 5-0 in the conference. They got Middle Tennessee State week 1, beat them 56-7. Loss to Texas 34-24 at home. Beat South Florida on the road 17-3. Beat Ole Miss at home 24-10. Beat Mississippi State on the road 40-17. Beat A&M on the road 26-20. Beat Arkansas at home 24-21. Beat Tennessee at home 34-20. Coming off the bye week, they play LSU at home. So both the teams off the bye, those kind of offset. But you know, Alabama is 7-1, 5-0 in the SEC. Look at some series history between these teams. Alabama leads the all-time series 55-27-5 all-time. LSU won last year in Baton Rouge 32-31 in one of the games of the year. That was a very fun game to watch, very highly entertaining game to watch, and LSU able to come out on top by a point. And you look at Nick Saban. He's 12-5 all-time against LSU at Alabama. So now to what we're doing, we kind of switched it up a little bit. Instead of our three keys to the game for each team, we're doing the biggest three factors. So, you know, we're kind of playing with weakness versus weakness and strength versus strength here. So first up, weakness versus weakness, that LSU defense versus that Alabama offense. LSU comes in 88th in the country in pass yards a game, allowing 238.5 yards a game. Alabama is number 77 in passing offense with 219.5 yards a game. LSU, 84th in rushing defense. Alabama, 76 in rush yards per game. They're averaging 147.1. LSU giving up 156.5. Look at the third down conversions. LSU's number 98 in third down defense, allowing conversions 42.2% of the time. Alabama is 39th in third down offense, converting 43.4% of the time. So again, this is weakness versus weakness. Alabama's biggest struggle versus LSU's biggest struggle, except the Alabama offense has a little bit more dudes than that LSU defense does. Not a whole lot more, though. That LSU defense is very, very young, but they've still got some players on the defense. And you know, I think that they can disrupt the rhythm of the Alabama offense a little bit, particularly Harold Perkins. You know, I think that he's one of the top linebackers in the country, and I think that he can be a guy that disrupts this Alabama offense a good bit. But I just don't know if it's going to be enough for the LSU defense. I think that there's going to be a lot of points scored from this Alabama offense in this game. I just I think that yes, they're both weaknesses, but I think LSU is just weaker than Alabama, and the biggest thing too is they're less experienced than Alabama is. They're a lot younger than Bama is, so I give Bama the edge there. Their offense the edge over the LSU defense, but it's gonna be weakness versus weakness and strength versus strength. So big three factors. Number two is Bama's defense versus the LSU offense. Bama's defense is 29th in passing yards allowed at 100 passing defense per game, with 197.6 yards allowed a game. LSU's number three in the country in passing offense, averaging 339.9 passing yards a game. Bama's number 21 in rushing defense, allowing 108.8 rush yards a game. LSU's number 13 in the rushing offense, averaging 213 yards a game. So this LSU offense, they put up some yards, averaging over 500 yards a game. Alabama is number 33 in third down conversion defense. They allow conversions 34.4% of the time. LSU, the number one team in the country offensively in third down conversions, they convert 57.8% of the time. I think these third downs can be a huge part in this game, and who can win third down. And I really don't know who's going to win it, because you look at Alabama's defense, they're 33rd in the third down conversion. LSU's offense is number one. You look at LSU's defense, they're 98. Bama's offense is 39. So it'll be interesting to see who can win that third down on both sides, with both ways, because it's, you know, that could be a critical factor in this football game. But you look at these two squads and the way that they match up, I think Alabama's defense is probably the best defense in the SEC. You look at LSU's offense, it's up there for best offense in the SEC, probably is the best offense in the SEC. And it sucks for LSU that their defense is so bad, because, man, they could be unbeaten if they had a defense, but they don't. The offense is really good though, and it's playing really good. I expect this to be a defensive game with a lot of points scored. Let me explain on that. I say it's going to be a defensive game because the defense is going to win the game. Whoever's defense can get a stop is going to win the football game. I say get a stop, meaning in the fourth quarter, because I expect it to be a competitive game. Whoever's defense can step up is going to win the football game, and that's why it's a defensive game. The offenses are going to dominate though. They're going to score a lot of points. They're going to be flying up and down the field. It's going to be a very highly entertaining game. Definitely one that the whole country is going to have their eyes on. Now, big three factor number three is turnovers. Turnovers can change any game dramatically. So you look at the turnover margin. LSU's tied for 19th with a turnover margin of plus six. Bama's in 42nd with a turnover margin of plus two. You look at turnovers gained. LSU's gained 11 turnovers, 9 picks, 2 fumbles. Bama's gained 10, 7 interceptions, 3 fumbles. You look at the turnovers lost. LSU has lost 5. They've thrown 2 picks. They've lost 2 fumbles. Alabama has lost 8 turnovers. They've thrown 5 interceptions. They've lost 3 fumbles. So the teams, there's not one team that just gains, a ton of turnovers and the other team doesn't. They both gain basically the same amount. LSU's at 11, Bama's at 10. The biggest thing is that Alabama does have 3 more turnovers, particularly 2 more interceptions. And that's the thing to look at, is Daniels is an experienced pro. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the country, should be a Heisman contender. And he doesn't really make those mistakes, whereas Milroe, on the other hand, will make those mistakes every once in a while. So, you know, it's which defense can force that big mistake from the other team's offense that gives them the edge and gives them the win in the end. And I'm excited to see who can do that and who can survive and come out on top. But now for my score prediction. So I went back and forth on this game a lot. This is a 50-50 game, in my opinion. Well, I'll say 52-48 game. And I think it's 52-48 in favor of Alabama. And that's what I'm going with. I'm going with the Crimson Tide. I'm going with them 34-30. I think they covered that 3-point spread. You know, I just think with this being a home game, I think that that gives them an advantage, obviously. And I trust their defense more than I trust LSU's defense to come up and get a stop. So that's kind of where I'm going with that one, is I trust the Bama defense more than I trust the LSU defense. And also, I think Alabama is a lot better coached team than Brian Kelly and LSU are. You know, I don't think Brian Kelly's anywhere near as good of a coach as Nick Saban is. I don't think he coaches his guys as good as Saban does. I don't think that LSU is going to be quite as ready to play as Alabama is. So I got Alabama winning this one 34-30, covering that 3-point spread. So I appreciate all of you guys watching. Make sure you like and subscribe. Comment those scores down below so you can get a shout out on next week's video. But again, I appreciate all of you watching, and we will see you guys.